Hey guys, welcome back to the next episode of the Brawlcast. Today we will be going over the new update. There is a lot to cover, so this should stretch a little bit longer than usual, but stay tuned for all the amazements of Jurassic Splash, the new update.
Yes, so Jurassic Splash is the new Brawl Pass season name, and it's coming when the season expires. I forgot when that is.
5 days.
Yeah. And I am super pumped, and there's a lot to talk about. So, what should we cover first? The new brawlers, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, so, the first new brawler, well, there's two new brawlers, but the first one I'm gonna cover is Griff. Oh yeah, true, Buzz. I'll cover Buzz, because they talked about him in Brawl Talk first. Buzz,
Dinosaur lifeguard.
Yeah, is a dinosaur lifeguard, and his attack is like a little like splash, right? Like in a BBs. Yeah, it's like BBs, where except a bit narrower. That's his attack range. That's what I meant. And it's sort of like a
shortened Rosie attack.
Uh huh.
And he does like 5 punches.
Mm-hmm. And like kind of BBs range, except shortened. And yeah, Buzz.
No. From what I saw, it was longer than BB's range, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean more, like, narrow, like...
Yeah, but it's basically a Rosie attack.
Yeah, except. But, then, also, Buzz has a circle around him that I'll cover later. Yeah, for the star power. And, Buzz is super, like, throws out a lifesaver thing,
And he pulls himself.
Yeah, and then he pulls himself to the brawler or a wall or something. Either of those. And then yanks them in. Yanks himself in. And then just can beat them up really quickly. And his reload speed is pretty quick, so it's very good. And now Moose will cover his star powers.
No, you just do the star powers.
Okay, so the star powers, the first star power that we know of is a little circle around him, like with dashed lines all around. And when someone enters it, he charges his super.
Like both the super totem?
And then Gadget, I forget what his gadget was.
We don't know yet.
Oh yeah, we don't know yet. So,
this is like a very rough edged version of this.
So now I'll be going over Griff. So Griff will be available in a challenge before he actually comes out. So you'll be able to get him early in a 15-win challenge, I think.
Yeah,
I think 15 wins. So, yeah, he'll be able to be had early.
Yeah,
I think this is the first challenge where you can actually get a brawler.
And it's the first challenge where it actually is knockout.
Yeah, so he will be available later as an epic in boxes, though, so
he's the third one for the gift shop trio. He's the boss
of Edgar and Colette. So he is not the chromatic. He is going to be a good brawler. So he has about mid-tier health, like 5,500 or something like that, and he shoots out 9 coins. Sort of like Penny, except it's in like 3 rows of 3, and they go out in a cone, a very thin cone, sort of like Shelly's gadget, or actually more like Shelly's attack, but it shoots out in a cone, and each coin deals about like 700 damage.
Yeah, and it's pretty long, the attack's pretty long, and widens out as it goes.
But not much.
Yeah.
And then his super throws out 5 banknotes, and they go out in a wide cone like Poco Super, and then they spin for a little bit, and then they come back in. Each one does about 1,500 damage, and then they come back in, and they can go over walls on the way back in, but they don't go over walls on the way out.
So yeah,
we do not know about his buzz and star, or star power and gadget.
Griff is going to be very good in close range, because his attack goes like really far, and only a couple points.
So yeah, this is a big update, so we're gonna have a lot to cover. So I'll go over some of the new modes.
Okay, so the new modes is Basket Brawl. That's basically basketball, if you have heard of that, or play that. And it's called Basketball, but it's basically basketball. It's the map is pretty narrow, and you shoot the ball into the hoops, and that's basically Basketball. Then Volleyball is volleyball basically, and you just hit it over, and then when it lands on, if it like lands to their side and they don't like catch it or anything, then that's a point, and it's first to 2 points. So, and I'm pretty sure that's what it's for on Basketball, right, Moose?
Yeah.
And then I think that's all the game modes I'll cover.
There's the trophy one. So.
Well, oh yeah, so there's the trophy. There's a trophy plus in Plunder. Yeah, that's the 0.5 game mode, where, like, instead of the present that you carry in Present Plunder, it's actually a trophy. And then there's also one where you carry a trophy, and you get slowed down when you carry the trophy, and it's basically keep away. And
whoever has the trophy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then yeah, so tanks with bigger health will be really good, and with a good speed. Okay.
So yeah, that's it for the modes, and then now we all go over some of the smaller balance changes, and then we'll start with the skins. So yeah, Knockout will have gas closing in now, so you can't really camp anymore. But Super Totem is getting a small nerf, or a big nerf actually, where with each supercharge tick that happens, like its health will go down by 50. So by the time you charge your super, it will have disappeared. So you get 3 supercharges out of it if you wait the whole time.
It also did get a buff too, though.
No.
Yeah.
Nani got a buff.
Oh, yeah.
So Nani is in the boat. Nani cheated, obviously. But her super got a big nerf of damage. And auto focus got a nerf of damage. But she got a supercharge buff. So with 2 full attacks, like the all 3 of the attacks hitting someone, then you will charge your super. Just 2 attacks. So her super damage and...
To charge her Nani super, it's 6 attacks.
It's, yeah, it's 6 of the little balls. But 3...
Orbs.
Or 2 full. Mm-hmm. Full hits. So now I'll just start with the...
Wait, no, I have a couple more balance changes. So another, well, this is just a change. It's not really a balance change. Now Heist, Siege, and, Hot Zone are all going to be rotating every 2 hours, and Bounty and Knockout are going to be rotating every 2 hours.
In different slots, or in the same slot.
Yeah, in the same slot.
Instead of just
And that's pretty smart, because there's a lot more game modes coming. And yeah, I think that I'm predicting there might be like a sports section where it has volleyball and or volley brawl and basketball
and
a brawl ball. And also, yeah, so also Bell's super is getting a 6.7 extra range, and I think that's all I can think of, right?
Okay, yeah. So I'll start on the skins.
Okay, yeah.
So we're gonna rotate by going on the skin. So I'll go first with Jet Ski Jackie. Jackie is gonna be the skin that's available for Power League, like Saloon 8-Bit was this season.
It's gonna be
25,000 star points, and you will only be able to unlock the chance to unlock her with 100 games played in Power League. And she is like a water skin that like waves come out whenever she slams down. She has some really cool losing and winning animations.
Yeah, and then her super is like a giant tidal pool thing that
whirlpool.
Yeah, whirlpool. That's what I mean.
That brings people in. So now the baller will be going to Mega Box Daryl.
Yeah, so Mega Box Daryl is a free skin that you will get for China's 1 year anniversary launch, which is exciting. Hooray, China. And Moose, you cover the next one.
Okay, so next one is gonna be Beach Time Mortis. Probably one of my favorites because I have Mortis rank 25. Definitely gonna want to pick that up. It's only 50 gems. He's got a cool beach shovel, and it's pretty good value, and you know I love Mortis, so make sure to pick that up if you like Mortis playing too.
Yeah. Then Coco Rosa is the next skin. It is 149 gems, rounded up, it's 150. And the animation, like her, the flower on her back is now like a mini like coconut tree thing, and then it like bounces off and then like has a sad face. And I forget her winning animation. She's just like is happy and like yeah, has a little does a little jig and is happy. Yeah, and then yeah, so her attacks aren't changed. So or
well, they're coconuts.
Well, yeah. But
she'll be
I already said 149 gems. All right, miss.
So I guess we can just round up on the gems because I don't know why they changed it down. But anyway, Dino Leon is going to be next. So he is really cool. It's like obviously Dinosaur Leon. For his winning and losing animations, he does like a little, or for his winning, he does like a little, right? Like
not
claw
really,
thing.
A little claw.
He's like, arr. And like dances a little bit, like shings his claws and then like does a little smooth move, and then his losing, he like gets mad and like sort of rages a little bit. His attacks are like primal claws. Boomerangs or little boomerang axe things that shoot out, and so he's gonna be really cool. His cost is undetermined between 80 and 150 gems, but I think it's probably gonna be 150 since it's got the cool animations.
Or it could be like 99 or something, like 100 basically. That's like a new cost, but I'm just thinking maybe. And then another one is these Latin American soccer, or if you're in a different country, football. And it is for Dynamike, Shelly, and Colt, and it's like the uniforms and yeah. And then I forget what gems they were.
50.
Yeah, 50 gems each. So definitely save a bunch. And
you're like 4 for El Primo, 4 for Colt, 3 for Dynamike, and 3 for Shelly.
Yeah, and use your favorite content creator codes.
So yeah, that's it for the Latin American. Then we have Whale Watch Nita, probably the best skin on the list, besides obviously
Supercell
Beach
make,
Time Mortis.
It's a Supercell Make campaign.
Supercell Make campaign skin. Only 80 gems, unlike the popular suspicion. So she's gonna like shoot out a wave.
No, not really a wave, like a little splash basically.
Well, yeah, splash. And then her Bruce is gonna be like a whale, and he even does like a whale roar. No, he does like a whale roar.
Yeah,
and makes
so
whale
like,
imprint on
yeah,
the ground.
Whales use echolocation, so he kind of does like a little scream.
Yeah, yeah, enough with the marine biology lesson. So that's Whale Watch Nina. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to want to get that skin. So Burger Lou next.
You don't have to say what I'm doing next, but yeah, so Burger Lou's the next one. And so for Burger Lou's attack, Burger Lou shoots out these like popcorns. Bags, and then if you go to movie theaters,
popcorn?
Yeah,
it's fries.
Oh, fries. Well, it looked like popcorn. Okay, whatever. And then for Lou's super, it's like a bunch of like burgers and patties and stuff. Like it's just like there's like tomatoes and like buns and all that stuff, and then it's like
uncooked.
Yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, so Burger Lou is going to be 80 gems, well, 79, but 80 basically. And, yeah, so
next is Hermes Max. So she's going to be 80 gems. She shoots out these little, like, I don't really know what to call them. They're like little godly bullets, I guess. And then for her super, she drinks some nectar of the gods or whatever.
Not nectar.
Yeah. Basically.
No, more like just energy.
Whatever. Yeah, inner like god
and then,
energy.
And then her wings span out. She has wings.
And then also. She like shoots off. And so that's cool. And then next we have
Vicious BB. It is the Vicious BB challenge, and it will be, I'm pretty sure, either 15 or 9. Well, that's the only, I think maybe 4 losses or 3, either one. Well, normally the challenge one, like just the challenge, not for any brawlers or anything, or skins, are just like 4 wins, but or 4 losses and you lose, and then completely, and then but it might be 3, I don't know. And also another thing is tune in, because we will be doing a Vicious BB challenge when that comes around.
Also a Griff one.
Yeah, also a Griff one. And yeah, I think I already said this, it'll be 50 gems in the shop if you don't buy it, or if you can't win the challenge. So yeah.
And next we have Trash Poco. Really cool skin. He is 150 gems. His attacks like do different music. Unfortunately, the sound for games on my iPad has died, so I don't think I'm gonna pick up that skin, even though it is really cool. So he shoots out this like green sound waves.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. And it's like punk rock or whatever. And so,
150 gems.
Like I said, and his super shoots out like a cool yellow green sort of thing. And
a festive little blast.
Yeah, and his losing animation is he jumps on his guitar and rages, and his winning animation is he like rocks out a really good tune on his electric guitar.
Yeah, and also he has a mohawk. Then,
oh, yeah. And then his band is called the Bad Randoms.
Yeah.
With
Stu and Buzz. And their skins are Wicked Stu, which is 50 gems. And
we're Born Bad Buzz soon.
Yeah, and Born Bad Buzz, which is the gems are undetermined.
No. Just go over Wicked Stu.
No, I'm saying the entire trio. But yeah, so Wicked Stu is like has a black uniform and
he's like a drummer.
He's the drummer and like he's pretty cool. I don't know if I'm gonna pick up Stu. Stu's not my favorite.
50 gems.
Yeah, so Moose, next. You're up.
So yeah, Wicked Stu doesn't have any animation changes. So next we have, how about you just go over Born Bad Buzz? So like the trio.
For Born Bad Buzz, he has like one of those like leather jacket things that are black, or gangster jackets or whatever, and
we haven't really seen the shots yet because it was barely shown in Brawl Talk.
But he's pretty like he's pretty insane and rad, and then
The last thing on the Brawl Pass,
because he's a chromatic brawler and he's gonna be the tier 30 Buzz, and then
those are the bad randoms.
Another beach skin.
Bad randoms, take a bow.
Down.
Great trio. So yeah, it would be like plain awesome if you could get together like a team of all of them. That would be so good. So cool. Anyway. So, finally, the first skin in the Brawl Pass, just like Gunslinger Colt this time, is going to be Surfer Carl. Surfer Carl is
that's not the first thing on the Brawl Pass. I thought it was Jet Ski Jackie.
No. Jet Ski Jackie is for the Power League thing.
Oh, it is?
So, Surfer Carl, first thing on the Brawl Pass, or when you get the Brawl Pass, pay 180 gems. He is a really cool skin. He like surfs around on his little surfboard. It's basically like a hoverboard.
We finally got to see Carl's legs. Hooray!
Yay! So yeah, finally see Carl's legs. A little bit toothpickish, but you know, just gonna go with it. So he surfs around on his little board, just like zzzz. And so his animations are really cool. And then obviously, he has, like, a water thing, sort of like Jet Ski Jackie does.
versus attacks and super. And that will wrap it up for this one. See you next time on the
podcast. Random's out.